Postpartum Play by Lovebug. After the birth of our second child, our family began to settle into the routine of once more having a newborn in the house. This meant sleepless nights, endless diapers, and no sex for 6 weeks. Don't get me wrong, I love my children immensely, but parenting is by no means stress-free. And the moratorium on sex ranks near the top of the list of those stressors. Initially, it is not that big of a deal. The couple is too exhausted to make love anyway. But as time goes on and we adjust to the new normal, that 6 weeks feels like an eternity. Thankfully, my wife is an understanding woman and has no problem with me masturbating. I have a collection of nude photos of her that she sent me when I travel for long periods for work. If she is in the mood, she will help me masturbate. She will strip naked so that we can touch each other and kiss passionately. On occasion, she will give me a handjob herself. This helped dispel some of the sexual tension that built as we waited for her body to recover from childbirth. One day, I made a discreet but suggestive comment about needing a shower. To my surprise, she not only agreed, but also suggested that we do something else as well. We put both kids down for a nap, then eagerly stripped and hopped into the shower. My boner was hard as a rock. She grabbed it and gave a couple of teasing strokes, but then she let go and insisted that we wash first. We quickly lathered up and rinsed off, all the while stealing kisses and caresses to keep things hot. Finally, it was time. She wrapped her fingers around my eager shaft and we kissed. She continued to stroke me as my hands explored her beautiful body. I gingerly touched her breast. They were sensitive from breastfeeding. Then up to her shoulders and down her back to her butt. Then I pulled her close. I left enough space for her to continue stroking. I kissed her neck, nibbled on her collarbone, then kissed her lips again with growing passion. We continued this way for some time, her stroking and my hands and lips working her body as water poured over both of us. Our lips had just parted from a particularly intense kiss, and I leaned in to kiss her neck again. Then I felt her body tense in a familiar way in response to my kisses. Interesting, I thought, and I kissed her neck again. She tensed again and paused in her stroking for a moment. She then resumed it with renewed intensity. I continued to kiss her neck, running my hands over her back and hips. I could feel the tension build until she burst in a shuddering orgasm. When it passed, she gave me a mock glare that only partially hid her smile. "Not nice, mister," she said. Stroking hard and fast again, I kissed her again. "That's the first time kissing your neck brought you to an orgasm, isn't it?" I asked. She just grunted and continued stroking me. Shortly thereafter, I came with a shudder and released tension. We washed off and I kissed her again. "Thank you, dear," I said. "And you're welcome."